When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Thinking Crypto Podcast, your home for cryptocurrency news and interviews. If you are new here, please hit that subscribe button as well as the thumbs up button and leave a comment below. If you're listening on a podcast platform such as Apple or Spotify, please give me a 5-star rating. And also, don't forget to sign up for my free weekly newsletter. It is 100% free, no spam. Link in the description. Let's jump into the big news today, my friends. The Federal Reserve, also known as the Fed, has opened a pathway for crypto banks to tap central banking system. The central bank will create a 3-tiered system for evaluating whether a financial institution should have access. My friends, I can't emphasize how big this news is. We're talking about the Federal Reserve, the central bank of the United States, opening up its railways to crypto institutions such as banks and so forth. What's going to happen in the future, guys, is that all of these crypto institutions and banks will be FDIC insured, and they will be able to tap into the liquidity from the Fed. That is what's coming. That's the TLDR here. It's in the process. The Fed is working it out. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It's going to happen over probably the next 5 years. But my friends, this is very, very bullish for the crypto market. Now, it is a double-edged sword. I know some people are going to say, hey, crypto is moving away from that decentralized setup to go into, you know, the traditional financial world here. And Bitcoin was created to go against central banks and so forth. And that is true. But I think in some ways for the adoption, we have to open the gates. Now, we don't want to give everything up, of course, right? And we know the governments are right now trying to fight privacy. We see with the Tornado Cash situation, what's happening there. But this will open up the world to crypto and take us fully mainstream. And the token economy that I've been talking about for years, this is part of the pathway, because you're going to have central bank digital currencies, also known as CBDCs. You're going to have cryptocurrencies and digital assets. We're headed to that token economy. And we see Reddit has a token. Eventually, Amazon will have a token. Facebook will have a token. We're headed to that token economy. And there's going to be interoperability with all these tokens and chains. So let me give you the details here. The U.S. Federal Reserve said Monday it is publishing its final guidance for novel financial institutions to access its master accounts, something these firms need to participate in the global payment system. Monday's announcement would seemingly move the U.S. central bank one step closer to possibly allowing Wyoming special purpose depository institutions, also known as SPDI, like Custodia, formerly Avanti, and Kraken Bank, access to these accounts so they would not need intermediary banks. The Fed first proposed guidance last year, opening up a request for comment process. Nearly 300 respondents filed comments, leading to a second public feedback process earlier this year. In a statement, Fed Vice Chair Lal Brainard, if I'm saying that right, said the new guidelines provide a consistent and transparent process to evaluate requests for Federal Reserve accounts and process and access to payment services in order to support safe, inclusive, and innovative payment system. Very bullish, guys. So the guidance is largely similar to what was first proposed in 2021. And we'll have a multi-tiered system allowing the Fed to adapt its evaluation process for granting access depending on what kind of financial institution is applying. Each tier corresponds to a respectively more stringent review process. Under the guidance, tier one banks would be federally insured. Tier two banks would not be federally insured, but are still subject to prudential supervision by a federal banking agency. The third tier consists of firms that are not federally insured and not subject to prudential supervision by a federal banking agency, which would most likely apply to the Wyoming crypto banks. Guys, this is incredible when you think about it. This is what the Federal Reserve is planning. And once again, full infrastructure for the token economy, which will include stablecoins, CBDCs, digital assets, cryptocurrencies, all types of tokens on different blockchains. That is the world we're headed to. Remember this video in 3 to 5 years from now when these things start rolling out slowly, guys. It's coming. So I hope you see what's happening and how big this asset class is going to be. That is why I've often stated I have a super long-term hold bag that I'm not touching, I'm not selling, unless there's a financial, you know, emergency that I have. And I have, you know, some crypto stored away in a hardware wallet for my daughter. And yes, I have crypto that I will be selling. I've often talked about, swing trading. In yesterday's video, I talked about this current retracement we're seeing. I will be taking profits. But there's some crypto I am not selling. I'm waiting for the future and I'll be adding to that long-term hold bag. And watch it grow, because I see what's on the horizon, guys, what's coming, and it's going to be huge. And don't forget, this is a global asset class. Anyone can participate. You don't have to be an accredited investor. You could be in any country and you just have a cell phone, you have internet access, and you can be part of the asset class. There's never been anything like that in the history of the world. And when I say that too, there's never been anything that could be verified in the same way because of the blockchain. So bullish times ahead. Hope you're having a macro view on the market and how these things that are being built will lead to more adoption, higher prices, and just a new financial system that's coming. Now, here's some very big news. Latin America's largest investment bank, BTG, launches a Bitcoin exchange in Brazil. BTG Pactual has launched Mint, which is spelled M-Y-N-T, a new exchange for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies in Brazil, focusing on education in the ecosystem. As I just said, crypto is a global asset class, and there's a lot of people in Latin America and a lot of money there that's going to come into the market. So the on and off ramps being built globally. It says here, BTG, boy, I can't say that today, Pactual holds about $200 billion in assets under custody. So they're not some small fish, guys. All these whales are setting up shop. Content will be a part of Mint at all levels, Pedro Frazo, product manager at Mint, said in an interview prior to the release. Any product we launch will come along with some content like video or a paper that provides the means for the customer to understand more about what they're investing in. And if they have any questions, the app has a 24/7 chat function. Guys, see what he's talking about there? It might be easy to just, you know, gloss over that. Mass education. They have the customers already, right? They got $200 billion in assets under custody. They've got the customer base, and they're going to go educate them, get them on board, and get them to invest in crypto. And once again, because of the blockchain, it's not like they're investing in a different Bitcoin or a different type of asset. It's the same Bitcoin that you buy, the same network, right? The same blockchain, the same Ethereum, the same XRP, the same Cardano. And there's a cap supply in many of these cryptocurrencies, right? So this is, I mean, when I see things like this, it just makes me so bullish. Here he continues, let me move ahead. Andre Portillo, if I'm saying that right, partner and head of digital assets at BTG, said in the same interview that when he asked in Mint's chat, what is Bitcoin backed by, the app issued the following response. Bitcoin's backing isn't physical. It is backed by mathematics underpinning its blockchain, and this technology guarantees the safety of its transactions. So amazing, just amazing what's happening. Here in Brazil, we also have some more bullish news. Brazil's largest brokerage, XP, launches Bitcoin trading. XP has 3.6 million customers. They have an existing customer database, guys, and it starts with Bitcoin, and they will add altcoins. The broker has 3.6 million users, and its new trading platform developed in partnership with the NASDAQ can scale to support 1 million users for Bitcoin trading. See what's being built, my friends? I hope this is sinking in. If you're new to the market, this is the news. These are the facts you want to pay attention to. Not what people are saying on TV, but what are they actually doing? What are they building? What are they investing in? What are the mergers and acquisitions that are happening? Who's raising capital and all that? Who's building in the bear market when retail is scared, when there's blood on the streets? It's clear these institutions know what's coming. And look, if you're here and you get it and you're DCAing and you're being patient, you are on the side of smart money. You are have the opportunity to make significant returns. And I say that from experience, guys. As someone who got in 2016 and made money in the 2017 bull run, not as much as I would have if I listened to my friend and bought more, but I didn't make that mistake this time around. In last year's bull run, I made money. And of course, I'm looking to make money in future bull runs, but patience is a big part of it. Now, some not so good news from Michael Novogratz, who owns Galaxy Digital. Many of you may have recalled, I think it was last year, that Galaxy Digital offered to buy BitGo, the custodian, for over $1 billion. It would have been the largest crypto acquisition in the history of the market. Well, apparently, they're about to end that merger agreement, and Galaxy owes BitGo a $100 million termination fee or more, the lawyer representing BitGo says. So this is not good. And obviously, Mike Novogratz, they have not been in a good place given the Terra Luna collapse. I think they lost a ton of money. I know Mike was bullish on it. I know a lot of people in the XRP community don't like Mike because he's been shorting XRP. He's supposedly one of the Ethereum whales. And he was long Ethereum. And look, there's a lot of drama back there and what happened years ago, but not looking good. A lot of L's coming the way of Michael Novogratz. But, you know, look, the guy's a billionaire. I'm sure $100 million is nothing to him. Now, we got some news in the Ripple lawsuit, guys. Some good stuff. Judge Sarah Netburn keeps handing L's to the SEC. So in a text-only order, Judge Sarah Netburn granted the Ripple defendant's motion to serve two subpoenas to authenticate videos of seven SEC officials' public remarks and ignore the SEC's claim that the defendants were trying to reopen fact discovery. So I think the judge here sees the BS from the SEC, their hypocrisy, their lies, and I'm glad that this is playing out in court. Because look, they can't manipulate the courts. They can't bribe the judges, right? Like how some people are saying, William Hinman was bribed and had conflicts of interest because he was at Simpson Thatcher, which was part of the Ethereum alliance, and he was getting paid. And ethics office told him, don't go meet with these people. Don't talk to them. That is a violation, but he didn't care. And look, This is going to play out, and I think Ripple is going to win, and I think the SEC is going to look really bad. But that's what's happening. Now, speaking of the SEC, today, former counsel to pro-crypto Senator Toomey, Amon Simon, takes the role of counsel to Hester Peirce, who's commissioner at the SEC, at the replacing Coy Garrison, who left for private practice in May. Simon will advise on securities law as it pertains to crypto and fintech. Now, I will be interviewing Commissioner Hester Peirce this week. It will be my third interview with her. And of course, I'll be asking her a variety of questions. If you have questions you would like me to ask, please leave them in the comment section below or email me. Hopefully we can get some answers from her. And, I'm sure it's going to be a good interview. I will try to ask the difficult questions about Ethereum and so forth. She may not be able to touch on anything Ripple or XRP due to the ongoing litigation, but we'll kind of talk around where we can and try to get answers. So heads up on that. Now, speaking of Ethereum, something is happening here. Ethereum ICO era whale address transfers 145,000 ETH weeks before the merge. The amount of ETH transferred just a month before the merge has generated community curiosity, with some claiming it'll be dumped while others say it's for staking. So this goes back to what I was saying with those disguised whales in the early Ethereum ICO days. And look, I hold Ethereum. I'm bullish on it. It has made me money, so I'm not hating. But what I said just a few videos ago, that buy the rumor, sell the news event could be happening for the merge, and we could see some whales dump Ethereum. You know, I don't know if Ethereum will hit a new all-time high, or they could simply be moving it to stake. We'll see what happens. We don't know. You know, this could be Vitalik, or it could be somebody else. I don't know. But interesting move here. That's a lot of Ethereum that's moving. And boy, do I wish I had that amount of Ethereum. I think, don't we all, right? But just keep in mind that Ethereum merge is set for September 15th. So sometime that week, 15th through the 19th, just be prepared for a dump, guys. I'm going to be watching that closely and be taking profits. Hopefully Ethereum gets to like 3,500 and, take some more profits, make some more money there, guys. And I diversify. I am not emotionally attached to any coin. I'm here to make money. I hold XRP, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Cardano, Algorand. You know, I've talked a lot about my portfolio. Those of you who are a community, channel members, you have direct access to my portfolio on Google Sheets. So you can check that out. But that's what has made me money. And if one coin or two coins don't perform, at least I have other horses in the race, which can help me make money. All right, guys, that's the news. What do you think about this Federal Reserve news? It's what we've been talking about for years, guys. Crypto is going to take over the world. It's going to be into every aspect of the economy and contribute to GDP. And the central banks will be backing it, insuring it, providing liquidity, and I think eventually pumping it. Now, once again, I know the conversation will be, but dude, that's not what Bitcoin was created for. Well, I'm just reporting the news. You know, it's not that I want it to be that way, but it's happening, and I don't know how we stop it, right? At this point, especially when we're going to have a Bitcoin ETF, a spot ETF, and altcoin spot ETF. So it is what it is here, guys. I'm just going to look to make money off of it. If I could change something or do something to make it stop, sure, I would. But I don't have that power. You know, if somebody comes up with an idea how we stop it, then, you know, let's talk. But as of right now, I will use this to my advantage to make money. And I hope you do as well. And you get financial freedom for you and your family, and, better your life, better your life of your family. So I'm trying to provide for my wife, my daughter, helping out my parents as well. And, that's my goals. And definitely to get financial freedom. Retire early, you know, launch some things from a business standpoint. I've often talked about, you know, paying off mortgages early and so forth to be debt free, to not have that hanging over me. But everybody has their own financial goals, and think about your goals and what you want to achieve, and use this crypto asset class, which is still in its early days. So you have a great, huge upsides to make that money and get financial freedom, guys. I think we've seen a lot of folks do that already. And I'm certainly on the path there. Being here since 2016, I've made money. It's opened up a lot of doors for me. I now work full-time in the crypto industry. It has made me money where I can do things, have financial freedom. I still haven't hit certain goals yet, but I'm going to keep going. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. Leave your thoughts and comments below. Hit the thumbs up button, and I'll talk to you all later.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.